The Senate is now the venue for debate over the future of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Yesterday, the House on Capitol Hill voted 217 to 213 to repeal it and replace it with a new health care plan backed by House Republicans and President Trump. Joining us now to talk about the GOP plan is John McDonough, professor of public health practice at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. McDonough long worked with Senator Edward Kennedy on health care and was there for the birth of Obamacare as a Senate staffer. Good morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Nice to be with you, Bob.
You've studied this House proposal. What's your take?
Well, this is about as close as you can get to a textbook case of what we might call legislative malpractice. The legislation, according to the Congressional Budget Office's earlier score, would take health insurance away from about 24 million Americans, and it's only worse since then. The bill has the unanimous opposition of nearly every stakeholder organization in American healthcare, from American Hospital Association to Medical Association to nurses to the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association.
Let me ask you, if you had to pick one, what's its biggest flaw?
Well, its biggest flaw is that the largest health insurance program in America is called Medicaid, covers about 75 million Americans right now, and this legislation, in order to finance tax cuts for wealthy Americans and some powerful health care interests, would take about $880 billion out of the Medicaid program.
We know that a lot of Senate Republicans are already opposed to this. Senate Republicans who would be needed for passage of a health care rewrite in the Senate. But Senate Republicans also say they're ready to work on this plan to rewrite it. How do you think that's going to go?
Well, one interesting tell right from the start, if they're going to do a whole rewrite, initially Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would take the House bill and just bring it in toto to the Senate floor and bypass the committees such as the Health, Education, Labor, Pension Committee that I worked on during Obamacare. It seems to me important, if the Senate wants to regain credibility, that they have to put this through their committee process, that committee and the Senate Finance Committee, which is going to take an enormous amount of energy and time.
You worked for Senator Ted Kennedy, who tirelessly worked on health care reform during his entire career. He was, as we know, the great negotiator who knew how to reach across the aisle for mutually beneficial compromise. What do you think he'd be targeting right now in this GOP proposal to make it more palatable to him and to other Senate Democrats?
Well, I think that, first of all, he always looked for a deal, and he always knew enough when to say no to a very bad deal. And I'm pretty sure that he would be very much saying no to this particular legislation coming across from the House. I think he would talk about how, you know, increasingly what we see across American society, particularly over the past 6 months, is a growing nodding of heads that America has to get to the point where access to medical care and health care is just a right for all Americans.
So is there anything about the House proposal that the Senate can redo to make it palatable to Democrats? Do you think they're willing to stomach this at all?
This would require a massive overhaul and really going back and starting all over from the ground up. And I don't think the Republicans will be interested in doing that unless they face a brick wall, and it may be they're going to face a brick wall in the Senate.
John McDonough, professor of public health practice at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You bet. Thanks, Bob.